Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. We finally got some rain in our region overnight, the first measurable rainfall in more than a month. It should contain the wildfires that have been burning over in New Jersey. The lingering smoke brought hazy conditions to parts of Philly and South Jersey yesterday. Evesham Fire said Sunday morning they received reports of carbon monoxide detectors that activated in homes because those sensors are hypersensitive to the smoke. While winds are expected to help push the smoke out to sea, AccuWeather senior meteorologist Bob Larson says we may not be out of the woods just yet.
The winds increase again, the air dries out again, so there's going to be another enhanced risk of additional fires to form, and the fires that are still left burning have a risk of spreading again once the winds become gusty.
And considering the drought we've been in, Larson says it'll take a lot more rain to get back to what's considered normal.
It'll put a little dent in the drought. It'll certainly help to alleviate it, but we did not get into this drought overnight. We're not getting out of it overnight.
The rain is making roads especially slippery since so much oil and grease has been able to accumulate on them, so be careful driving today. Two more people have been arrested in connection with shots fired at a school bus in Coatesville last month. The Chester County District Attorney's Office announced that 17-year-old Gabriel Johnson and 20-year-old Jose Medina were arrested and face a number of charges. Officials say the teenager has been charged as an adult. An 18-year-old had also been charged shortly after the shooting happened. On October 10th, at the end of the school day, police were called to a report of someone shooting at a school bus. They say surveillance footage showed four men walking through an intersection when two of them shot down the street, which hit the bus. Nobody was hurt. The DA says this is not the end of their investigation. Now that the election is over, it's time to look at what happened in New Jersey, where Donald Trump had the best performance of any Republican presidential candidate there in a generation. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty reached out to a political analyst for answers.
New Jersey was closer than just about any poll predicted. Trump lost by 5 points rather than 15 points like last time, and he gained ground with Black and Hispanic voters throughout the state. Mike Erasmussen from Rider University's Rebovich Institute says the economic headwinds of an unpopular administration provided some fuel for people to change their minds.
It turns out that they are more concerned right now about issues like inflation and kitchen table issues, finance issues, right, having money in their pocket, than they are about culture issues, than they are about what was said at Madison Square Garden.
Rasmussen says New Jersey Democrats really need to get granular and see exactly where they lost support and why. For Republicans, he says it'll be interesting to see who rises to the top in the primary for governor next year, with a Trump endorsement likely carrying weight.
I think they're feeling energized. They're feeling enthused.
At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Happy Veterans Day to all those who served. Philadelphia got an early start on the festivities Sunday by hosting the annual Veterans Day Parade. And KYW's Justin Udo was there.
A real good feeling in the heart to make it proud.
Tom Manning is one of dozens of motorcycle riders with the organization Warriors Watch riding down the Ben Franklin Parkway for Philadelphia's 10th annual Veterans Day Parade. He says it's a great feeling to take part in the festivities.
We're representing the guys who served not only from our time on, but, my father was in the Army. My wife's father was in the Army. Even prior to that, my grandfather was in the Army in World War I.
The Army vet who served from 1968 to 1971 says the day is also about highlighting needs and concerns that many vets have.
We need help in the VA hospital is always a matter of concern for the veterans, the amount of health care and the benefits we get, et cetera, et cetera.
The parade also gives community organizations a chance to let veterans know about different services available to them. On the Ben Franklin Parkway, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.